engine up here.
It's 7 o'clock. I'd like to call this meeting of the Summit Hill School District 161 Board to order. If you'd all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And a roll call, please, Mr. Faber.
Mr. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Leonard.
Here.
Mr. Faber here. Mrs. Borgens.
Here.
Mr. Marin.
Here.
Mrs. Martin and Mrs. Murphy are out with notice.
Okay. And as it is 7 o'clock, we will jump to page 72 in your board books before moving on to our regular agenda. We will open up our budget hearing on the 2017-2018 District 161 budget. So at this time, I will ask if there's anyone who would like to speak about the budget or has anything to say on that.
Cricket.
Okay. We have no comments on the budget, so at this time, can I have a motion that we close the budget hearing for the District 161 fiscal year 2017-2018 budget?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? And the hearing is closed. We will address the budget vote later in the agenda. So at this time, we will return to the agenda item three. We will kick off with recognition on page 8 of your board books, and I will turn it over to Mrs. Raines.
Well, thank you. At this time, we'll be highlighting our Wall of Gratitude honorees for the month of September. There were 54 honorees. The names of all honorees will be posted on our Facebook page. And additionally, tonight we will highlight two or three individuals who are in attendance. First honoree is Fred Pufall, Summit Hill Junior High. The recognition came from a colleague, and it states, Fred organized everything we needed to have a successful softball B season. Without all of his work, from organizing the games and buses to making sure we had all the equipment we needed, the season wouldn't have been possible. Thank you, Fred, for all that you do.
Thank you very much.
And our other honoree for tonight is Molly Marshall from Summit Hill Junior High. This is a nomination from a parent. It says, Molly Marshall is an amazing teacher. The level of communication she puts in daily to her students will forever make an impact to our son and family. The definition of teacher is one who inspires, guides, enlightens, motivates, and is a tireless scholar. Whether it be the beginning or the end of the day, she is always so positive and strives to bring the highest level of education to each day. Please don't ever stop being the person you are. You are a blessing. You are a blessing. Our paths crossed intentionally, and we know our son will be a better young man for that. Thank you for all your hard work and efforts. Please know we are forever grateful to you. Fred and Molly, would you please come forward to accept personal congratulations from the Board of Education?
Thank you.
Oh, you know what? We have one more. And our third honoree just came in. This is Jen Postpeckle from Indian Trail School.
Please tell me it's not a note about punctuality.
Yes, She was honored by a parent. And the statement says, "My son is new to the district and was having problems with a few students from his classroom. Ms. Postpickle acted fast and got the situation under control. This means a lot because 2 days ago, my son was ready to transfer back to his old school, and now he wants to stay. What a great teacher." Thank you.
Thank you.
Please come forward.
My fault.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I was going to start at the end. I apologize.
Thank you.
She came in the middle. Then we're going in the middle.
Thank you to all our honorees. And please go out and check out the list of names. And feel free to submit items to the
absolutely
wall of gratitude. Moving on to Freedom of Information Act.
We had two requests. The first was from the Parents Foundation for Education, which is located in Texas, and it was for the number of teacher hires, and also a FOIA request from a community member for bus transportation budget information. These both requests were completed in the appropriate time frame.
Thank you. And letters and communications are in the back of your board book. At this time, we'll move on to the consent agenda, page 14 of your board books. Can I have a motion that we approve the items on the consent agenda for this meeting as presented, including for a 1A regular session meeting minutes of September 13th, 2017, for a 1B special session meeting minutes of September 21st, 2017, for a 1C closed session special meeting minutes of September 21st, 2017, for a 2, approval of the August Treasurer's Report and Financial Report. For a 3, approval of bills list dated September 27, 2017. For a 4, resignation of staff, including Chad Smith, custodian, effective September 18, 2017. Linda Gonzalez, FLMA social worker, effective September 19, 2017. And Kim Grice, Learning Center aide, effective October 6, 2017. No family medical leave at this time. For a 6, approval of employment of staff, including Bill Causal, custodian at Hilda Walker School, Agnes Maka, paraprofessional at Summit Hill Junior High, and Amanda Lindsay, paraprofessional at Summit Hill Junior High.
So moved.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving on to old business, under B1, we have a memorandum of understanding. And at this time, can I have a motion? There is
second,
no motion.
Second page.
At this time, can I have a motion that the board approve the memorandum of understanding dated September 27, 2017, as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? For those interested, this memorandum of understanding will adjust the stipend for science fair supervisors at the junior high. When the contract was done, the stipend was set at an amount based on incorrect information. We've corrected that, and this memorandum will remain in force during the 2017-18, 18-19, and 19-20 school years, coinciding with the current teacher's contract. Anything else? We have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving on to C, new business. We've already taken care of one, which was the budget hearing. So at this time, we'll move on to item 2, which is found on page 73 of your board book, related to the budget. Whereas the Board of Education of Summit Hill School District 161, County of Will, State of Illinois, caused to be prepared in tentative form a budget, and the secretary of this board has made the same conveniently available to open inspection, and where a public hearing was held as to such budget on the 27th of September, 2017. Notice of said hearing was given as required by law, and all other legal requirements have been complied with. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Education of said district as follows. Section 1, that the financial year of the school district be and the same hereby is fixed and declared to be beginning July 1st, 2017 and ending June 30th, 2018. Section 2, that the following budget containing an estimate of amounts available in each fund separately and of expenditures from each be the same hereby adopted is the budget of this school district for said fiscal year.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Can we have a roll call vote on that, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. And I apologize. Going back up to the information and proposals, did we have public comments?
No.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Moving on to item 5, superintendent and staff report. I will hand this over to Mrs. Raines.
Well, thank you. We'll start with the enrollment report. We are within board guidelines in all grade levels in all schools. The district is serving 2,901 regular ed and special ed students in our classrooms, plus 65 EC pre-K students, for a total of 2,699 students. The second item is the Special Ed Advisory Committee meeting update. We did host our first Special Education Advisory meeting on September 14th. The update is in the board book, and just for the audience, the focus was to discuss the principles behind Summit Hill creating a program that was similar to the current SELF program at the Lincoln Way Co-op. The next meeting is October 19th. 6 o'clock, Mary Drew Administrative Center. The upcoming topics include staffing needs, locations, training required, and cultural supports of the building. Any questions? Okay. I'll flip through. The PowerPoint included is the one that was shown at the meeting. All right. Next item is the October 6th 2017 in-service. It's a half-day in-service, and included is the agenda. And as you can see, we have sessions per group, once again, just like the first institute. And the sessions are based on articulated teacher needs, so that we're trying to hone in on exactly what teachers are requesting to be professionally developed upon. There's some new entries. You can see some new names as facilitators. For each school, there was a request for some technology updates on teacher web pages, Office 365, and the new ASAP program that will be put into place, I believe, on the 16th of October. Finally, the last item is the building operations reports. Again, they're a standing item to keep you informed of progress in real time. And the reports follow in your board book. And that concludes the superintendent and staff report.
Thank you very much. We will not have closed session tonight. We have nothing for closed session. So we will move on to board member reports. We have the Lincoln Way 843 meeting report, and Mr. Faber attended in my absence. Mr. Faber.
All right. I've just got a few points here. I don't think we need to get in detail. First one is they noted that they believe they're going to get 5 to 6 more enrollments by the end of the month. Maybe someone can explain this to me. They did note that they're getting a lot of SIBS placements from 210 instead of because 210 is sending them SIBS placements instead of suspending them. I wasn't sure exactly if Leslie could you explain.
Right. Sometimes if the students do get external suspensions within the special services, instead of externally suspending them, they can go over to McKay, and then they can get their work, you know,
okay,
for them in that location rather than being at home.
Gotcha. Okay. They did state that they're looking into getting new lighting in one of the gyms. They got a quote of 4,300, and 3,000 of that would be rebated from the state, and they expect the ROI on that would be about 6 months in energy savings.
Wow.
And then the big one is that they became aware that they're receiving $770,000 from the state in general state aid, which I've never received before. Here's the, what do you call it, the schedule. Okay. Here's the lighting. And I guess it was hold harmless money for 2015-16 personnel reimbursement. They weren't expecting to get it, and they're getting it. They'll get it for, actually, they'll get it for this year and the next 2 years after that, that same amount. They haven't worked out how they're going to reimburse the districts. They don't know if they're going to do it quarterly or maybe a 50% payment and then a 50% credit on the next invoice, but they're working through that. But I figured that was some good news.
Yes.
And you all would like to hear about that. And
thank
that's
you.
Pretty much it for my report.
All right. Thank you. Any public comments? And future meeting dates, October 11th, October 25th, and November 8th, all at 7 p.m., all here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center. Those will be our regular meetings. So at this time, having concluded the agenda, can I have a motion that we adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? All those in favor, acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.
Right.